Less than 2 weeks to Christmas and thieves are out and about targeting the most vulnerable in our society. One of their latest victims is an 88-year-old widower who just recently lost his wife. Burglars ransacked his home in Portadown and made off with some cash. We can speak to the superintendent, Simon Walls from the PSNI. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, Vinny.
Tell us what happened in this case.
Vinny, what we do is, on the 11th of December, an 88-year-old gentleman in the Ballyshannon Road area of Portadown, his house was broken into somewhere between 12:30 in the afternoon and 4:30 in the afternoon. As you said at the top of the story, some cash was taken from his house, and there was what we call an untidy search. The house was ransacked. The gentleman wasn't at home at the time the incident took place.
Of course, when something like this happens, it's good in one aspect that he wasn't in the house, but he will feel now when he's back in that house very uncomfortable at the fact that someone felt that it was acceptable to come into that house to ransack his home, the place where he lives, just looking for cash or something to steal.
Benny, you're absolutely right. I am well aware of the impact of burglary on the general population. But I'm probably more acutely aware of the impacts of burglary on older people. You and I discussed scams not that long ago, and it's a bit of the same thing, Vinny. When someone's house is broken into, they feel violated, their things are gone through, they potentially lose that sense of security we all really, I suppose, expect and enjoy in our own homes. And maybe when they close the door at night, they just feel that wee bit of dis-ease, that wee bit of restlessness at the thought they could become a victim again. And we also know that generally speaking, the impacts of crime on older people can be greater on their long-term health and their long-term well-being. So I absolutely get what a dreadful crime this is. And I think you use the term, people felt they had the right to go into his house. No one has the right to go into anyone's house and take their property. And again, not just a sense of violation, but also for this gentleman, there's also financial loss. And again, for older people, sometimes a financial loss is much more difficult to recover from. So it's an appalling crime. Any burglary is an appalling crime. But when you layer on top of that vulnerability, that just gets that much worse.
Is this a part of a series of crimes of burglaries in that area?
No, Vinny, I don't believe it is.
And is it gangs that are doing this? Are these individuals that are just opportunists? Or what's behind it?
Vinny, it's really hard to be prescriptive around who is carrying out burglaries. Yes, there will be some gangs involved in burglaries, and some of these are potentially higher-end burglaries. We're looking for something specific. But the word you use, opportunistic, many burglaries that actually take place are opportunistic. A burglar takes an opportunity. They see a house. They see maybe no one's in it. They maybe see an insecure door, an insecure window, and they take advantage of that. So my hunch is, my sense is, that many of the burglaries we actually deal with as a police are opportunistic rather than particularly planned. And certainly I wouldn't want to give people the impression there are gangs of burglars marauding around Northern Ireland targeting older people, because that is simply not the case.